Hey guys, we're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married.
Episode 6?
Maybe it's episode 6.
6B.
What you guys don't know is it's probably like episode 12. Because we've been having some technical difficulties.
Yes.
But the great part about that is we've been drinking the entire time.
Who knows what you're going to get.
So this episode should be very tasty. We are drinking on a rainbow sangria. It's a special recipe that Hey Cutie created. I think it's just like regular sangria. It's really pretty, so we're going to put a picture up on Instagram and Facebook. Yeah. This is like a really pretty summer drink. However, because we have had some technical difficulties tonight, it is sangria plus some Ketel One vodka because it has been one of those nights.
Yes.
And we are definitely drinking.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wait, is it a clink?
We can't Waste get it, it together tonight. Clink. There we go. Gosh. So, we're just going to keep it real tonight. When technology fails you, you know what you have to do? You have to fire your producer.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Cutie's the producer.
Yeah, so,
can't really get rid of her. You have to add vodka to your sangria.
Yes.
And carry on. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? Life is like dating. You got to go through a couple of lemons.
Yeah.
And some bad episodes that didn't even record.
Recorded, but I mean, the sound quality was horrible.
Yeah, like I dated him, but the bedroom quality was
horrible.
Yeah, so you have to go through a couple of those until you get it right.
Yes.
You know, and that's my metaphor for dating. So tonight we are talking about death to dating.
Yes.
Do dudes just want to text and smash?
Yes. I think so. You know.
I don't think so.
I mean, listen, let's be real. So, okay, so is it that that's all dudes want, or we think that's all they want, and then we as women are kind of allowing it to happen?
I think it's probably both, I guess.
A mixture, right.
We're definitely allowing it to happen. I once dated a guy that always texts me all the time. I was young, and I didn't think anything was wrong with it. And as you guys know, my sister is much older than me. She's like 7 years older than me. And she was like, no, if he's not calling you, no. He doesn't get to text you and say, oh, I just happen to be free. Do you want to hang out? Because I would like go hang out with him. And she's like, no, I don't like it.
Right.
And I stopped talking to him.
Because it's the whole point of planning a date. Let's set up some time. Don't. Like a random text me. I mean, sometimes, yes, you can be spontaneous and that happens. But if that's all it is, dude, I'm an afterthought and that's a problem. That's a true problem.
But do we set that up in the beginning? Is it like maybe we meet out? Maybe we met on social media.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
What happens if you roll through my DM with a, hey, geek goddess, you're looking beautiful today. What's your number or something? And then I give you my number. And then we start texting.
Okay.
We didn't start our relationship on the phone. We started via social media. Then we start texting. We live in the same city, maybe.
But I think it's still a point of I've given you my number.
Mm-hmm.
You can call. But, okay, so you text me, and I'm not going to put it all on the guy, because if I don't want to text, I should pick up, show him what I want. I'm going to call you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I'm queen of texting. Because after working all day and being on conference calls back-to-back, I don't really want to talk on the phone. But if it's someone that I want to, I'm genuinely interested in, I need to make that effort. So just like he needs to make the effort, so do I. It's not just don't rely on what's easy all the time.
So if that's the case, then do we give guys a bad rep? Is it like, oh, guys just want to text and smash? And they all don't, but sometimes we allow things or we set the standard and then they follow the rules that we have laid out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get upset when it's like, yeah, he's not calling me to ask me out and He's just asking, can he come through, or am I going to this party and he'll meet me at the party kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because guys do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with texting. Look.
I'm fine, but I think it has to be a mixture of both. It's not, you know, I'm talking on the phone with you. Like, oh, man, I'm not a little girl. I'm not going to fall asleep, you know, back in the day. Fall asleep talking on the phone.
Really?
To hey, your boo. Oh, that
really?
Was me. Girl, that
really?
Was me.
Because yeah. Me and the boo were, like, up, like, we would be up until, like, 3 o'clock in the morning on the phone.
Well, he was away.
Yeah, that's how you know it's real.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I won't, but again, we said you're in the same city, so there's not necessarily the need to be on the phone all night. Not every night. Yeah, we got stuff to talk about. That's all
that's
good.
True. But, I always wonder if the boo was in the same city when we met, I'd probably have been like, would have been like a one night stand.
Oh, God.
Would have been like, you know what, dude, I really like you. You
right.
Know. I would like to think that no, I would have waited like 90 days or something, you know. Responsible, but
yeah. 90 days really responsible. We are adults. I'm not saying, you know, give it up all early and all quick, but 90 days to me, first of all, that does not make a relationship.
But I thought it was like 90 days or like if you're in a monogamous relationship.
Right. Okay. I don't know. But what kills me is in those 90 days, you probably still aren't in this monogamous relationship. But since
you got me over here choking.
Since you waited 90 days, dude is like counting, checking the days off. You know, my 90 days coming up, I'm a smash and I can still dash. Like, it still does not make for a relationship.
But it's a lot of time, I think, to spend with someone and talk consistently now.
Okay.
It can't be... I met you on August 1st,
yeah.
And maybe we talked a little bit on the 15th. Mm-hmm. I saw you out at a Labor Day party, and
right.
Then the end of October, I'm
yeah.
at your crib for Halloween.
Right.
No. Just because I've known that you existed
for
90
days.
Yeah. I'm more of a, we need to be in a monogamous relationship.
Okay.
It's me and you. We're together. I'm your girl. I am
right.
your girlfriend.
Yeah.
When we go out, you say, hey, this is such and such. This is my girlfriend.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you're not doing that,
then you're not doing me.
Then you're not doing me.
Okay.
Simple. I mean, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But then you have the Scruff McGruffs who will gladly make you their girlfriend after like day two because you're probably the best they're going to get. And so you can't even set that standard and be like, well, no, not until we're in a monogamous relationship. And they're going to be like, girl, I love you.
You my boo forever.
And it's like, oh, my God, no. No.
Right.
I don't even like you like that. Mm.
But they're
I only gave you my number because I was drunk.
Gosh. Girl.
Girl.
Girl. Yes. Oh, God.
Fans. Been some of those. So, yeah, I think, guys... Guys got to do better, too. I'm not going to put this all on
No, I think it's, we're both adults. If you're seriously out here trying to date someone, then you need to act like you're seriously trying to date. And texting, while it's a quick way to communicate, is not how you build a relationship. Because I won't even know the inflection of your voice when you say certain things if all we do
yeah,
is text.
That's true. Because texting can go very wrong because it's hard to kind of
yeah.
understand what someone is saying. And
we
even though
so
I'm like emoji queen.
Yes, me too. I am.
But it's like, what, dude? LOL.
Right. And
I'm LOLing, but I'm really
you,
like,
right.
this dude.
Right. Girl, I had to stop putting LOL because I was like, you know what? I'm not really laughing out loud.
I don't. I still do it for everything because I am like I'm laughing at you sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes I'm laughing with you. Who
but
knows?
Yes,
but I'm LOLing.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I just think that it's just made, like, technology has complicated our lives in so many ways.
No.
Yeah, it makes some things easier, but it, to me, it's a cop out now. You can text. Oh yeah, I checked on you. I text you. Boy, bye.
But you have to set those standards. So I set the standard in my relationship. Mm-hmm. We will not ever have a serious conversation via text message. Girl. I don't care how mad you are at me. Yep. You will pick up the phone and call me if mm-hmm. we're not in the same city. Because we will talk about this.
I don't care if we're in the same city. You at work and you have an attitude. You better go on break and call me because you
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're in the same city, I would like to have the conversation face to face. I'm not the type of chick who's going to, like, tell you something serious via text or even on the phone if I can talk to you face to face. But I didn't want to hide behind the text. So if I'm super upset with you and you ask me what's wrong, nothing is wrong, nothing is wrong. And then I wait until you go to work and then I'm like hitting you with this four-page letter via text.
That's happened to me.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
First of all, I'm going to light your ass up via text.
Don't let
just because I can. Oh, I'm going
to
kill
you. To be like...
Okay. Moving. Like, so that's not what you want.
That's why she cut her nails off. That's because she was going off on somebody. I can't even text that fast with these nails on.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. But then I'm like, look, there is no more. No. We'll talk when I see you because it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
It's a true problem because you can say something and it's taken out of context. I could text you and I'm in a great mood, but if you're in a bad mood, you're going to receive it in your mood, not the person's that's sending it to you. It's all about where you're at.
You know what I used to hate? Don't send me a text, like something slightly serious or something that I need to reply to and I'm at work. And either I can't go off on you like I want to, because even though I can close this door, there's still a mirror, and people can see my head and my neck wagging because I'm going in. Or I just, you know, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm in and out of meetings, and then I, like, see this text, and I can't respond to it because I'm going into another meeting. That's just so not fair to me. So wait until we're face-to-face so you can get these eyeballs. So I can roll my eyes at you and roll my neck and be like, whoa.
Girl, and these hands are going,
So everybody up in this restaurant can see that I am giving you the business right now. Unless it's something I've done wrong. Then text me.
Right, then text
because I need a moment to figure out.
Get it all ready.
So the phones are a trap. Phones are a blessing. I thank God for the internet and for technology every day because being in a 2.5 year long distance relationship is like FaceTime. What was like Charlotte Brunson doing back in the day when people were like writing letters and imagine if I had to like write a letter all the way to Connecticut. Girl. And then I got to wait for your response. Right. And then you like LOL and I'm like, what was the joke?
What were you even talking about? Can you send me a copy of my letter back so I can remember the conversation?
Copy my letter and then write your notes in my letter. But then it's like the phones give people all access.
That too. People never think you're busy. I'm not going to, first of all, yes, I usually have my cell phone with me all the time, but that does not mean I'm going to answer it or respond in your time frame. Sorry.
And I can't control who dials this phone number.
Oh, girl, that too. First of all, I've had this number since 2000. 15 years of accumulated nonsense in this phone.
I've had this number since I moved to Charlotte. So that's 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
The other morning, I wake up Sunday morning. Uh-huh. Me and the boo went out Saturday night to this house party. The boo's a great guy. He didn't drink. He had like Angry Orchard or something.
Oh, gosh.
So in my mind, it's like, oh.
Designated.
I'll take another shot. So I'm like wasted, right? So I get home, I'm like passed out, right? Per usual. Sunday morning comes. I have a text message from some dude that I evidently know because his name is in my phone.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
This isn't just a random phone number. Mm-hmm. His name was saved, but there are no prior text message history or whatever.
Yeah.
No communications. This dude texts me good morning. So I don't know whether maybe he was thinking this is a different Keisha.
Right. Yeah.
This is, you know, maybe I'm not even sure. I don't even know anybody by this name. That's the crazy part. So I don't even know who this is.
Yeah.
I roll over. I'm looking at my phone. Then I roll over and look at the
room. Like, did he see this?
And it's like, how sleep is he?
Right.
Is he snoring? Delete, delete, delete. Dude. Wow. Really?
Right.
Good morning? That's
those are dangerous.
People shot.
Yes, those are dangerous.
So if the boo had a seen it, because he's good for like taking my phone off the charger and putting his phone on the charger, and then you see this text
right.
message from a dude's name
right.
early in the morning on Sunday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm like, I
now
don't know who that is.
That's a good deacon from the church making sure we come.
Yeah, that's, he was trying to see if we was going to get the house pressure washed this morning. I told him, like, now
right.
I got to lie.
Right.
But it.
And you don't even, yeah.
Truly, I have no idea who this guy is.
Wow.
No clue.
Did you respond? So you did not respond?
No, I deleted and blocked him.
Oh.
Deleted okay. and blocked. I was like, I gotta cover all my bases.
D-A-B.
But now I feel like I'm lying. Because, I mean, who's gonna find out? But I feel like I'm deleting numbers.
But, and, okay, so then you can't just have a conversation like, dude, I don't know who this is.
No, I mean, I could tell the boo, and he would understand. But still, like, in that moment,
yeah,
like, what you don't want to do is have a conversation when you're already, you, like, I already had a hangover,
yeah.
so it's like I'm not really clear. And I might be
true.
Like, maybe it's.
Right, such. Right.
No. And I get loose and with the mouth and like, yeah, no, man, that might be the dude I came up with. Like, I don't know.
Like, just stop all your heads.
Delete everything.
Right. Delete
what?
Yeah, I love that little boy. Anyway, but yeah, so.
That's the problem with technology.
It is.
And I do think dudes send texts as bait.
Oh, wait. Or it could have been his girl. Who going to his phone?
Oh,
baiting.
I didn't even think
right.
about that.
Because you know, the other thing is, girl, because just like you said, you have no past conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, he probably had one on his phone either, but she sees the name in his phone book. Who is this? Let me send the good morning text and see what she pop off with.
Child, please. If she sent another text, it was like, delete, block.
Right. Yeah.
You've been blocked.
So does it tell you when you
oh, I don't know.
Oh,
can
right.
I block you to see?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we're totally doing this. Just because we have to give you ladies like some real advice. You know, if you block people, what happens? Because I'm good for blocking somebody.
Okay.
But, cutie, if I block you, can I unblock you?
Yeah, go into your set. I think you do it in your settings.
Oh, I just clicked delete. That's wrong.
You deleted my profile? Uh-oh, fine. Really?
Did I mention we've been drinking?
And we're still not married.
And still not married, you know. But we do know how to delete people. I don't know how to block you. Can you block me?
Okay.
And then
block
I'll text you because I'm slow and, like, special.
But, yeah. But, I mean, it's dangerous. These phone things are very
oh,
dangerous.
But my question for you, cutie.
Yes.
Would you go out with a guy that you meet on, like, Instagram? I would say social media, but, like...
I would totally date someone. I'm going on a couple dates with a guy that I met.
Oh!
Really?
Please
don't do that.
No. Sips on the sangria.
I mean, and it went down kind of like that, so we were following each other on Twitter. This was, whenever I joined Twitter a while ago.
Was he like, I like your smile?
I don't even know what he said to me initially, but I don't remember. Because then it was a matter of, you know how on IG,
mm-hmm.
you get the pictures. So on Twitter, you don't necessarily know what people look like or whatever.
True.
So, I mean, I've been on Instagram for a while,
mm-hmm.
and it took him a long time before he actually DM'd me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we went on a couple times.
I just learned how to DM on Instagram, like,
really?
Maybe a week ago.
Don't
I was like,
that.
I don't get this. I don't understand it. So, how did the first date happen? Was it he DM'd you, then you DM back your number, and then you text, and then And then is he, like, texting, let's hang out? Or was it a phone call?
So, we honestly didn't exchange numbers immediately.
Oh, so you're, like, DMing back and forth. I'm going to be here. You show up at 6 or o'clock not. With a red tie on.
Well, we knew what each other looked like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because
of Instagram, the pictures. But it was a matter of, he was in town because he doesn't live here. And he was like, oh, you know, we should link up when I'm in town. And I'm like, sure, you know, just let me know when you're in town again. So when he came in, he was like, all right, well, let's go here. And we met. I mean,
I never really thought that whole DM thing was real. Like, people are really meeting on Instagram. But one of my best friends met her guy on Instagram.
Okay.
And they're, like, having a baby and getting married. Wow. And everything. He's like an NFL player.
Oh, gosh. Why is it always the sports dudes that do that?
That's a great question. Like, why aren't you guys, like, meeting? I mean, she's a good girl, so I'm like, yes, you should meet her on Instagram. I don't know where else you would meet her, though, because she works all the time. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. But I just thought it was odd, because I'm like, number one, I ain't got that many followers, and I ain't trying to, like, hook up with none of these directly.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm.
I'm all about meeting someone on social media as long as you have enough mutual connection. I think that's important because I watch a lot of TV and catfish is super funny to me. And so it's like, how are you guys getting catfished? But it's because you're meeting people on social media who have, so I just saw this episode. I watch a lot of TV, and I don't really get my life together.
I'm like, mm-hmm.
I do. Why is it that I watch so much TV? I don't know, because I could be doing a lot more with my life. But an episode of Catfish, this girl was a stripper.
Okay.
And she had met a guy who said he was a stripper, too.
Oh, gosh.
So maybe it was like love and like stripper heaven.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, the guy wasn't who he said he was. You know, so his catfish picture was, some, like, you know, light-skinned dude with some, like, bootleg tattoos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, he had, like, contacts or something. I'm like, I don't even know why she was into that anyway.
Ooh, right, yeah.
And he was from Albany, Georgia. And I got family in Albany.
Girl, right? I was just going to say Albany, New York. No.
So I had called my sister, like, do you know this stripper girl?
Mm-hmm.
But,
so
the real guy, had actually moved to Maryland or something and was, like, trying to get his life together. And I'm not even sure why he was catfishing her. I missed that part.
Was he cute or was he messy?
I didn't think he was bad looking. Mm-hmm. But I like a tall, dark-skinned brother. Kind of big.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he was total opposite from
what
little skinny, said. You know, light-skinned stripper dude with, like, okay. Green eyes and, like, wavy hair.
Okay.
But she wasn't, like, into it. And I'm like, but girl, you not that. She was still rocking, like, the black lip liner around her lips.
It.
And, like, her wig was, like, never quite right.
But at what point do we...
She was in love with him. Now.
But that's what I was going to say. At what point does the looks not matter?
That's a great question, cutie. I would love for you to answer that one. I'm listening. Because everybody knows, if you didn't play in NFL, cutie is not just
Are you
for
serious?
You.
That is not true. I've never dated an NFL
cutie,
player.
We were out on Sunday at brunch.
Uh-huh.
The only guy you looked at who had you, like, turning, like, ooh, who is that? Guys, I'm out here.
Who was it?
I'm talking to Cuta Sheeny, but listen.
What did he have on?
Her eyes was, like, fixed on some dude walking by outside, and she was like, I think that's a Panther.
Oh, that guy. Well,
I'm, like, over here, like, telling her my whole life story and
not
stuff,
true.
And she, like, not even listening to me because it's football player looking dude walked by and she was like, oh, but that's not who I thought it was. Go ahead, girl.
Like, thanks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That did happen. But
only dude you looked at the entire afternoon. So tell me how looks don't matter. I'm listening.
They don't. Okay. So in catfish situation, you have only seen this picture of the person, right? Never seen which I don't understand how this happens when in the days of FaceTime and all of these venues where you can see people.
Girl, people be busy. That's what they say. Like, oh,
really?
I can't FaceTime today. I got
but
work.
We can date for years.
I got to work.
Too busy. All your 306 Fridays.
They be like engaged on Catfish. Like, we was getting married.
But that's the thing. So it's like, okay, so yes, this person does not look the way you thought he looked.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've carried on this long-term relationship and your personalities, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to you and you are vibing with this dude. At what point do you just give up the dream on his looks? For me, okay, yes, you lied to me. I guess that would be my biggest thing. Not necessarily how you look at me in, but the fact that it's all been built. But is that the only lie? I guess then I start questioning everything. So, yeah, no.
I can understand. Okay, so nobody wants to be catfished. That,
right.
I just completely understand. I don't
right.
want anybody to lie to me and tell me you are something that you're not, whatever.
Right.
But if someone has to lie to you about how they look
right.
in order to get your interest because you are so fixed on a certain type of man, and then come to find out this man, you really just enjoy his conversation
mm-hmm.
and you guys have mutual goals, and let's say it's not even like a represent, like you can verify maybe he is who he is,
right.
you know, maybe
mm-hmm.
he works where he says he works and he lives where he says, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you're so hung up on looks.
Well, didn't you say we were talking that there has to be some, and for me, yes, you guys all joke that I like the, you know, muscular NFL.
It's not
whatever.
A joke.
It is a joke.
It's not a joke.
It is a joke. But I think it's a lot about personality. Yes, looks, it plays a part in it, but if
mm-hmm.
you have a great personality, I'm willing to, you know.
How do you get there if you can't get past the looks?
Look, I mean, well, if it's that bad that I cannot get past the looks,
yeah.
it's a problem.
Maybe he's short.
No.
See?
No.
Listen, guys, I've been trying to hook Phoebe up, this freaking billionaire, but she's like, no, he's
5'11". Lies told on Monday.
I could find a billionaire now.
First of all.
And if he's 5'7". And slightly wrinkled. You wouldn't be interested.
See how you keep throwing in the little extra adjectives?
And he might have like one short leg, but he would
no.
really love you.
So what? No.
He would love you.
Can't even deal with you.
Why do the looks matter? Because you feel like I have to be sexually attracted to this person?
Yeah. But like I said, it's
what
not
happens
just
when
about
you're attracted
looks.
To his personality, and then like that's enough.
We'll see if it ever happens.
So you've never dated a guy that you weren't physically attracted to, like,
well,
oh my God, he's so fine.
Well, I think for me, yeah, but for me, it's not about.
Yeah, I don't believe you. First of all, because all your
gosh.
Exes look like they play in the league.
We're going to go through some photos of my exes. Okay.
If you want to bring up, like, your middle school boyfriend, sure. I'm here for that. You want to bring up little Tyrone that you took to the middle school prom? Oh, okay.
Gosh, no.
Sure.
I'm serious. I don't
anything
think...
post-2005 was linebacker. Okay. No, I take that back. Running back. Because she like them tight. Tight end.
But, I mean, so. You're doing me so dirty today.
It's because I'm drunk. Like,
yeah, because I messed up on the audio on our first recording. So, okay, I'll take it. But no, really, I've met guys, I've dated guys where it's not, you have to have something that attracts me to you. And it's not always looks.
Okay.
It's not.
Is it something that you can get upon, like, a first meeting?
Sometimes. I think it's just the interaction. Don't come out with me, you know, with a whack line. Like, don't do a line on me.
What? I love lines.
But my thing is, if you can make me laugh, you
yeah.
have my attention.
Yeah, that's
so.
True. But then nobody likes the clown, though.
I don't want, not saying you're going to be a clown. No, I don't want a Kevin Hart.
Okay.
I think he's so funny, but that annoys me after a while, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's probably not even like that in real
no,
life. But
I doubt
his,
it.
Like, fiance.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
This one's steady trying to build my profile. Yeah.
That is, I am your matchmaker.
Bam.
I do want 10% off the top. But I am here for you, girl. I love you. I'm trying to get you off these streets.
She's trying to get somebody to make an honest woman of me. I don't know.
Yes, I am. But no, I think, of course, I will always say the boo and I were a very special circumstance. I didn't see him before I met him.
Okay.
I didn't know what he looked like because we really started talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And after we talked on, like, our first phone conversation, I don't think I cared what he looked like.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we talked for, like, it had to be 2+ hours.
Wow.
And this was during, this how you know your love is real. When I first had a conversation with Boo, our very first conversation was on Thursday night in the fall.
Not Scandal.
Scandal. I miss Scandal.
Are you serious?
Talking to him. That's and I told him that day. I was like, dude, I'm missing Scandal to talk to you.
Right.
So you know.
Make this conversation great.
But that was, I mean, that was like, you know, like they said, that was all she wrote. So it didn't matter at that point because mm-hmm. it was like we're from the same place. We went to the same school.
Right.
We have all these connections and just good banter back and forth and he's smart and all those things. But I wonder, because here's the interesting part, because we have lived in the same city mm-hmm. at the same time, multiple times,
and
because we went to the same college.
Uh-huh.
We have been at the same parties at the same time. We have mutual friends.
You went to BAM?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And we're both from Florida. So it's like, this is how crazy it is. We were at grad night, mm-hmm. high school grad night at Disney World at the same time.
Wow.
So I wonder if I was his type and if he was my type, just based on what we say physically mm-hmm. we like. Because we had to have been around each other
right.
for years
in
at the same parties.
Yeah, you're going to find a picture with him like in the background somewhere.
Right? Girl, yeah. We were just talking about this guy who used to throw parties in Charlotte. And I'm like, you remember when he had the Bojangles chicken? Everybody just bring chicken and biscuits. He was like, yeah, I was there in the kitchen.
What?
And I'm like, yes, because people were playing spades in the kitchen. He was like, yeah, I was playing spades in the kitchen. And I'm like, yeah, no, I wasn't because I don't play cards. But that's just, I think it speaks to how do you know if you really have to have what you say you want? Because if you saw that, or if you saw someone who wasn't that, I'm the first to say I don't think I was the booze type.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a man, you had to see me at some point. You've never tried to talk to me.
I love it.
So I just have to say, maybe I wasn't his type. He swears I am, but I'm like, I can't be.
Hmm.
So what would you do? You have to get to know someone because looks fade anyway.
Nope, my mom. You see my mama.
Your mama is fly. Which leads me to please stop using your mama's name as your name. That just did not sit well in my spirit.
Fine, I will get a new club name. I don't want to have to give. I'm not giving my name out or my number no more.
Mother Teresa is not a club name. Are you really gonna have a club name?
Nope.
What you just gonna say? I'm cutie with the booty.
Mhm. Yeah, pretty much. Like, no, dude, stop it.
Why aren't you giving your number out in the club anymore? Tell me why.
Because I'm usually drunk. I say this like every week. Don't die on me, please.
Because I'm already sick.
I just think, you know, I should make better decisions. So, especially if you, I mean, it's so easy to, okay, here's my Twitter. Like, I'm just not giving my number out anymore at the club. Unless I'm sober. Not doing it.
Okay. I agree with that. Because I do think you give your number out too much.
I'm too nice. Too nice. Period.
You gotta just smile and be like, no, No, thank you.
Or just give the wrong damn number.
No.
I used to do that all the time.
No. Ladies.
Girl.
Stop giving dudes wrong numbers.
Just tell them no.
Stop, like.
But no. You can't even do it. You can't even do it nowadays. Because they're like, yo, call me right back. You'd be like, ew.
Sean, please, you better give out. So I got an iPad that has a phone number. You better give out the iPad phone number.
No, because I don't even want that right now.
Oh. And so this is what I'm saying. There are whack dudes.
We are eating the fruit out of this sangria. Well, I know we messy as hell right now.
We on like episode 11. And none of them record, right? We had like two sangrias on the last episode that didn't even record. This isn't even sangria we're drinking. It's really vodka and fruit. Okay. Next week, we're looking for a real producer.
Oh, my God. She done
fired. Hey, cutie drunk ass, don't be turning equipment on. And this is what happens when you out here with this free help. You know. All she said to me was, goddess, I work for living. And then it's like, this is the quality that I'm getting.
Oh, God.
Anyway, ladies. If you are sick of the whack dude in the club asking for numbers and rolling up on you with that one gold tooth to my A girl.
Stop it.
I'm going to tell you why he's doing that. Because you ladies are giving him a number. Mm. You're giving him the time of day. And you're entertaining him. And yeah, he realizes that some of the numbers are fake and then some of them aren't. So he feels like his odds are good.
I never
thought
about that.
He's gonna keep trying. No, I need at least one woman to step up and say, no, I will not give you my number. I am single and I will remain single until I'm 95 if I have to be with you.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes. Somebody needs to say that to him. Likewise, this is another topic. Somebody tell all these dudes, y'all not a 10 in the bedroom.
Oh,
but that's a whole other topic for another day, and I've been drinking. I'm not going to get on that today. But until you tell them, they don't know. They all have these super huge egos, and they feel like every girl wants them. If you pass them in at the bar and you smile, they're thinking, oh, yeah, she ready. Oh. She like me. No, she doesn't.
Nice. Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't like you.
And she was probably smiling at the dude behind you, so stop pointing yourself.
She was smiling at the bartender for giving her that extra shot, okay?
Exactly.
She was not smiling at either one of you, busters, because y'all ain't even buying no drinks up here.
But did you see the dudes, the old dudes at brunch yesterday?
The ones looking in the window?
I think they eventually came in.
Ooh.
Girl. Yeah.
It was like, so, hey, cute head, and brought her uncle back.
Ooh.
They were 11,000 years old with the shades on. One of them had on a Redskins jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, really, dude? Who's wearing jerseys?
But it didn't even, the season, you're not tailgating, dude. I mean, I understand there were games on this past Sunday, but stop it.
I bet they got a phone number, though.
Girl, I ain't seen not a one given to them.
Yeah, you ain't seen it, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
True.
But I just have to say, you have to be honest with guys. If you don't like them, if you don't like what they're doing, they don't know it until you say it.
That's true.
And I'm not saying, please don't be mean and nasty. I'm actually sick of women being mean and nasty, though. I am tired of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes all women, you know, seem like we have this. You don't have to do that. I will gladly smile and be pleasant and say, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want your number.
Yeah.
No, please stop touching my hand I'm walking through this crowded club.
Yeah.
Please keep your body parts off my body parts. Thank you so much. No, I don't want your drink because it's probably got, like, the Guadalupe's and stuff in them. No. I'm good. I know you're married because I know your wife. You don't know I know your wife, but no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm good. Mm. No. So, but you can say that nicely.
Yes. Put a smile on your face. I mean, because my best friend told me, because I used to mean mug in the club. She was like, don't do that because the guy you want to talk to is looking at your interaction, and you're going to miss out on him too. So put a smile on your face. You could be telling him to eat shit, but you have a smile on your face, so no one knows what you're saying to him.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Die. Yeah, thank
you. And my beautiful, I so appreciate that.
Right.
And I really want you to get out of my face right now. Thank
you. With a smile on your face. So you're right. You're right. No more fake numbers. No numbers, period. Sorry.
Yeah, just say no. No, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
No, those girls over there twerking on top of the table, they look single.
Yeah, they look ready.
They're super ready. You could probably go bag one of those tonight.
Right. Crazy.
But ladies, you have to have a standard. So we were at the bar at the Ritz after we went to the Sam Smith concert. And we luck up on these, you know, couple of chairs at the bar because it was super packed in there.
Okay.
We're sitting next to a dude who is really lively and having a great time. It's just him. He's buying me and the booth shots and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, so get into a conversation with him. This dude is married.
Okay.
Wife is on a trip with her wife, with her mother.
Okay.
Excuse me. And he is like, I'm going to bang somebody tonight.
What?
And I'm like, wait, what? You just showed me a picture of your wife and she's beautiful.
What?
Why?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so this dude, so ladies, they're out there. Mm-hmm. These dudes are out here buying drinks,
right.
Just waiting on you to be like, oh, hey, and
right.
Give him your number.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wow.
Don't do it.
That's crazy.
Don't do it.
Sorry.
I made a declaration on the last podcast that you guys will never hear.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
But do not date married men.
Yes, I'm in full agreement with that. Don't do it.
I don't care if they're separated, if they're in the process of going through the divorce, if him and the wife haven't lived together in 12 years. Wait until he gets a divorce.
Yeah, man.
It's bad karma.
Yes, that bad karma, girl.
It's super bad karma. And in addition to that, you don't want a man that another woman has a hold over.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think she got a hold over him, wait till he get in a car accident and somebody got to sign them papers because
right.
It won't be you.
Well, that and the fact that, I mean, how you find them is how you leave. They leave you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you think that there's not a possibility that he will, okay, finally get divorced from this woman, marry you, and be cheating on you too? I mean, come on.
But dudes are her lying, though, too. And so, you might meet a dude on Match.com.
Girl, that's a mess.
Who's married.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been to the place where he lays his head at night.
Right.
And you guys have been dating for 6 months.
That's a problem. My goodness.
That's a problem.
And you live in the same city? Well, if you don't, you're not going to fly me in for the weekend? Come on, now.
Yes. If dudes ain't buying plane tickets, that's a whole nother podcast. Don't get me started. Because women out here are like inviting dudes over. Hey, do you want to come over? I'll cook for you. Child, please.
No, I don't even keep like, I don't even keep enough groceries in here to cook for
nobody. No, I don't cook.
They don't want to eat this mess I'm eating.
No, oh, you only date women that cook? Oh, okay, you should go find you one then.
Because
I only eat Del Frisco's.
Look at Martha Stewart. She cooks.
Thank you. Go find you a cookie bacon Cynthia.
Right.
Because I'm not cooking anything for you because I don't work for you.
Yeah, man.
And this is dating. And if you can't take me out, then
that's the thing. I think people get, you know, caught up in the whole, oh, it has to, yeah, you can take me out somewhere nice, but not every time we go out. Be creative with your dates when you're dating. Why do you think you got to spend $1 million every time you go on a date?
Oh, really? They don't have to? Because, like, I don't want to be creative. I have to go to Del Frisco's every Friday night.
Oh, well. Again. Everyone's different. Everyone's not a geek goddess. But, because I like to do other things, though. I don't want to just be sitting across from you every day over dinner. Now, I
don't be rolling up on me talking about so we finna go get coffee. No, we not.
I don't drink coffee. So
we going to Del Frisco's. Or the
anyway, palm. Anyway, there's hiking. Yeah, there's other things you can do. Oh my goodness.
And we'll back
there
up.
Is this, like the speedway, the racing. Like, I mean, but be creative. How are you going to get to know someone over dinner only? Really?
Are we going to eat before or after we go speed racing?
Well, I'm saying a date to me is not just dinner.
Where are we eating at? Cheddar's?
Ew.
Thank you. So it's like.
I'm like, what? I didn't say that, but there is like the extreme Miss Del Frisco, and then there's other nice places too that don't have to break the bank.
Like where?
Where about BLT?
Which is just as much as Del Frisco.
No, it's not.
BLT is expensive.
I don't think it's that expensive at Del Frisco though.
Maybe not. But okay. I could go to BLT. I like BLT.
What's the other place? Roosters is nice.
Capitol Grill.
Yeah.
Ladies, here's the thing. But these women are out here, like, letting dudes take them to Applebee's. No. Chili's with the 2 for $20. Girl, if y'all ain't sharing a light bill payment, should nobody be taking you to 2 for $20s. Now, the boo can take me to 2 for $20s because we over here trying to get this guap together.
Right.
And he know I love a cheap margarita. But when you're still in the courting stage, dudes expect to spend money. So don't let them make you think that you're like, oh, she's super fancy and high maintenance. Mm-hmm. And they already expect to spend money.
Yeah.
They expect to have to go over and beyond for that woman that they feel like is their peak.
Well, and that's the thing, though. If he's if you are his peak, he'll do it. If not,
he will do it. Yeah. And if he can't do it, he'll tell you that up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can make a decision. Oh, okay, I really like him, so we can go to Cheddar's. We can do the 2 for $20. But he won't perpetrate.
Right.
If he really likes you, he'll say, I'm over here trying to work on this, that, and the third. Right. But I'm so tired of dudes trying to work on stuff.
Gosh.
Why y'all always trying to work on stuff?
Because we're all a work in progress.
Okay, so that's like another topic for another day. Don't get me started because all dudes try to like work on something. They album about to drop.
Like, no, that will not happen.
It's always
dudes,
something.
You're 45 trying to drop your first mixtape.
Thank you. But likewise, you're 45. Yeah, I've been selling cars for 15 years, but I'm finna open my own dealership.
Mm-mm.
But like, how long does it? Okay. Anyway, because the producer is wrapping me up,
yes.
Even though we're on like the 18th episode of the night. This is another episode of Drink Till We're Married. If you guys have questions, please email us at drinktillweremarried@gmail.com. Also, like us on Facebook because that's where you'll get the weekly updates of the new episodes. Mm-hmm. And you can also submit questions there as well. We have a new Twitter account.
Yes.
Which we're really excited about because in the next few weeks, we're actually going to go live.
Yes.
And do some live streaming on Periscope so you can see our beautiful faces that are going to look a little weird when we're drunk. But
oh gosh, I know, right?
That should be fun. If we're going to do a live Periscope, you guys have to be drinking with us. So we'll let you know in advance what we're drinking. Get your glasses ready. And we can all just kind of have fun and talk about relationships and dating in 2015.
Oh, yes.
So thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you.
Make it a great night. Bye.